So many great memories connected to that 1979 hit, Boogie Woogie Dancing Shoes, mostly involving a club in Ottawa called Studley's, true, where no one checked ID and everyone hit the dance floor when the song came on. This is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. I went to Studley's so much. I just like saying the word.
I can tell.
Toronto Pride Weekend has arrived and millions will be celebrating the city's vibrant 2S LGBTQI+ community. On Sunday, Toronto's world-famous Pride Parade will wind its way to Nathan Phillips Square, and at the end of that Pride rainbow, you'll find gold, solid gold hits at a massive concert starring legendary headliners, including our very special guest, Jamaica-born, Scarborough-raised, international recording artist and Juno winner, Claudia Berry, who climbed the charts with her smash hit Boogie Woogie Dancing Shoes. Claudia Berry, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Jane.
Andy,
hey, listen. I mean, what an introduction. Well, come here, girl.
I know.
Hug me up.
Nobody writes an intro like Sandy.
Fabulous. Thank you.
All true, though. All true.
I'm so excited to be here.
Well,
you guys are actually nice, fabulous people. Andy's good looking. Jane is very tall and sexy. And the voice of reason, of course, is Sam.
Wow. Hey, baby. Okay, I'll take that.
Claudia, that song is iconic. So talk about how it changed your life and is still part of your life all these years later.
Well, it changed my life because I got to see the world. I got to meet Canada's fabulous, amazing Prime Minister, the wonderful Studley, Pierre Trudeau.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. He was an amazing man. And you know, the music, that particular song, I opened the Junos with it. And there he was, and I was invited to be his guest that evening. And it was great. I've seen the world with that song.
Yeah.
You know, there are some dance hits that just stick. That is definitely one of them. But it's pretty heady to think that all these years later, it's recognized. People get up and dance to it. We get listeners who request it. It's just really spectacular. You know what? All these decades later.
But it's a song that actually everybody likes.
Well, it defined an era, too.
Yeah,
right?
It defined an era. And it's not, it wasn't made for... Kids love it. Grandmothers love it. It was a song that was clean. The lyrics were fabulous.
Right, yeah.
Great tempo.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm very proud that I was able to bring something of quality to the industry. And I did get a number 3 Billboard charted pop record with it. So
amazing.
The first black woman to do that in Canada.
Oh, I'm glad
Hello.
You told us that.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hard to believe because you still look so young.
Yes.
Hey, baby. I am. Hey.
Yes. No. Well, you are young and spirited, but no, you're so beautiful. Really.
You know, listen, girls, what you doing later? It is Pride Month.
When I say young, I mean energetic, vibrant, right?
It's early in the day, darling.
And coffee is our friend.
Yes.
So talk to us about this performance at the end of Pride.
Listen, I've got to tell you, without that community, without the gay community, I mean, I would not have had this kind of career because... It was a worldwide movement for some reason. And that was before Google and Facebook and all of that. So the song itself was engaging to everybody, whether it was straight or gay, but they embraced me as an artist.
Yeah.
And it helped me to grow, and they helped to put me on the map. So I'm very excited about doing. I'm thrilled. I'm delighted.
Yeah.
That I was asked to be here, and Toronto. Sorry.
I know.
And my town.
I know.
Yes.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, do you still get nervous all these years later for a bunch of reasons? I mean, it's a big thank you to Pride. It's a thank you to your hometown, to Toronto. And honestly, I'm not trying to make you nervous, but there will be like thousands and thousands of people at Nathan Phillips Square. All eyes on Claudia. You okay
hey, baby.
With that?
And I have nothing to wear. No heels, no nothing.
Yeah, right.
But the thing is, so many men, so little time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yay. It's
and
be
it
great.
Might be raining men for sure down there.
And tell us about your connection to Toronto. You grew up in East Toronto.
I grew up here in
Toronto.
Are
you still living here, or do you visit here?
I'm here a lot of the time, yeah. But the fact is work takes me all over the place.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I try not to work too much, but also, you know, it's part of just, it's if you don't work, you sort of dissipate. The whole energy from your body leaves you when you're not creating, when you're not singing, when you're not doing something to entertain people. Mm-hmm. So that's my goal in life, and that's what I'm still doing.
Well, we hope you keep going and going. We're talking to Jamaica-born, Scarborough-raised international recording artist and Juno winner Claudia Berry. Have an incredible show on Sunday. Happy Pride. Thank you for being with us.
Guys, I really appreciate being here. Thank you so much, and enjoy the music. Enjoy Pride, and let's party on down.
Yeah, yaman.
Yaman.
Let's check your drive-in.